Oscar Michaud, one of the most prolific and groundbreaking filmmakers in early cinema, left behind a remarkable legacy as a pioneer of African-American cinema. Yet, among his extensive catalog of works, some of his films remain shrouded in mystery, lost to the passage of time. One such film is The Betrayal, a 1948 production that would become Michaud's final project before his death. The disappearance of this film not only deprives us of a key piece of his career, but also serves as a reminder of the precariousness of cinematic history, particularly when it comes to works created outside the mainstream. This is Land of the Lost, The Betrayal. As the first African-American director to produce a feature-length film, Michaud used his platform to explore themes that were often ignored or misrepresented by Hollywood. His works delved into race relations, systemic inequality, and the complexity of black identity in America. The Betrayal was no exception. Adapted from Michaud's own novel, The Wind, from nowhere, the film reportedly dealt with themes of love, racial prejudice, and betrayal, reflecting the challenges faced by black Americans in a segregated society. It was a deeply personal story that sought to address universal struggles while staying rooted in the specificities of black life. Premiering in Chicago in 1948, The Betrayal marked a significant moment in Michaud's career. It was his first film shot in 16mm and his only attempt at creating a feature-length production in post-war America, a period when independent black filmmakers faced mounting financial and societal pressures. Despite these challenges, Michaud managed to bring the film to life, but its release was fraught with difficulties. Critics at the time were divided on the film, with some praising its ambition, while others lamented its technical shortcomings and uneven storytelling. Nevertheless, it stood as a testament to Michaud's resilience and determination to tell stories that mattered to his community. The loss of The Betrayal represents more than just the physical disappearance of a film reel. It signifies the erasure of a critical voice in the history of American cinema. Michaud's films often struggled to gain widespread distribution and preservation, as they were created during a time when black filmmakers operated on the margins of the industry. Independent productions like The Betrayal rarely received the same care and preservation efforts afforded to Hollywood films, leaving them vulnerable to decay and neglect. As a result, the film's content now lives on only in fragments, contemporary reviews, advertisements, and recollections from those who saw it during its limited release. The exact circumstances surrounding the loss of The Betrayal remain unclear. Like many films of its era, it may have been destroyed in a fire, discarded as obsolete, or simply allowed to deteriorate due to lack of resources for preservation. Whatever the cause, its absence leaves a gap in Michaud's filmography, an incomplete picture of his artistic evolution and the stories he sought to tell. Efforts to locate a surviving print have thus far been unsuccessful, though the possibility of rediscovery remains, as lost films occasionally resurface in archives, private collections, or forgotten storage facilities. Oscar Michaud's legacy endures despite these losses. His work laid the foundation for generations of black filmmakers who followed, and his determination to tell authentic stories in the face of adversity remains an inspiration. The Betrayal, though lost, continues to hold a place in the collective memory of film history, symbolizing the challenges and triumphs of an artist who refused to be silenced. Its absence is a poignant reminder of the importance of preserving and celebrating the works of marginalized creators, ensuring that their voices are not only heard, but remembered for generations to come.